Welcome back, everybody, to the Tiger View Podcast. This is a very special episode. We're fresh out of Clemson Memorial Stadium after the orange and white defense versus offense spring game in Dawson. It was a heck of a day, man. Beautiful day out here. It's still beautiful. It's kind of cooled down a little bit. I know you and Charles are kind of getting close to a heat stroke maybe on the field. But
Yeah,
it's good to be back. Episode 3. So we're making this a spring game special. So I know we usually shoot on Sunday, but it's a little bit of a different type of situation today, but I think y'all will be in for a real good treat after what we just witnessed in Death Valley today. So, Dawson, I'm going to give it to you and give you your thoughts, and, you know, we'll kind of just discuss about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're only a couple hours removed from the stadium, but I feel like we're ready to play again. You know, I talked about 3 points going into the game, and, you know, I really think we hit on it. You know, the young backs looked really good. You know, David Gideon, you know, face-to-face, he looks ready. You know, he didn't look like a freshman out there to me. Tristan Smith played a great game. I mean, that was, you know, you're always worried about a guy who hasn't played at this level before coming out and, you know, what he's going to look like. But, man, I think he shocked a lot of people. I think he, you know, won a lot of people over. And I do want to touch on one thing that Dabo said in the press conference talking about Cade Klubnik. You know, he kind of laughed about the Heisman remarks. And he said he told Cade to just block it out. Don't listen to it. Just like he didn't listen to the media last year when everyone told him that he wasn't good enough, you know. So hopefully we can get that same Cade back and we're going to be ready to go come August 30th.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think the headline of the day was definitely Tristan Smith. Everybody's been waiting to see him. I mean, that frame, you can't miss him. I mean, going into the interview room, I mean, he just, once he walked in, I think he might have even had to duck through getting in the door.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's just a great ball player and even great person. I mean, after every question an interviewer was asking him, he'd be like, yes, sir. And then he'd just answer it like he usually does and just as nice as he could. And he just kept moving on. But such a great performance by Tristan today. I mean, he made a bunch of contested catches. And then that one where he got up in the air and then ran off with the touchdown, I mean, I think that really summarizes up his day. I mean, just, I can't wait for number 80 to be out on the field whenever it really counts coming up in August.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with him. And, you know, another thing that I was really excited about that I touched on last week is no big injuries that we know of. You know, no serious injuries. It was a really clean game. Tackling was clean. Quarterbacks looked clean for the most part. It was just a total, complete game. You know, it was what a spring game should look like. So I'm really glad that we were able to, you know, get through today and now we can get ready for July and August.
Yeah, talking about injuries, I noticed Dabo put, it was Antonio, Bryant Wesco, and also TJ Moore. He put them in green jerseys, which was no contact jerseys. So I'm kind of glad he did that because, you know, you never know when something scary might could happen in a spring game. But under the circumstances, you know, they still balled out and they still do what they do. And I know you were showing me you got a pretty good clip of Antonio's catch right there. And
yeah.
I can't wait for you to put it out there. It's something special for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be good, you know. And one thing that I did notice was Tavoy Fegan wasn't out there on the field today. And, you know, people asked Dabo in the postgame, and, you know, he kind of kept it short, just he wasn't out there, you know. I doubt that's an injury deal, you know, maybe, you know, I don't want to speculate, but, you know, that could be a team issue rather, you know, so that's going to be something to maybe keeping track of as we go into fall camp.
Yeah, I know we've been talking about wide receivers, but, I mean, also the other burning question is running backs. Adam Randall was out there, first team offense, I mean, like he ran the ball pretty good, but the one that really caught my eye, and I think some others besides Gideon Davison, was David Ezeamume. I mean, he had multiple breakaway runs. He had just multiple runs that went for a bunch of yardage, and then he also got a touchdown today. And, I mean, even whenever he's right there in the pocket or whatever, he's breaking through those tackles, so he's a really strong back. And also, I want to touch on Keith Adams Jr. as well. Dabby was talking about him. They call him Hammerhead. I mean, Dabby was saying he's going to make you pay whenever you try and tackle him. So we definitely have a bunch of backs who are definitely going to be hard to bring down this season.
Yeah, overall, and, you know, the fan environment, I loved it. It was great. You know, people were lively. People were having a good time. You know, maybe that had a little bit to do with the beer introduction. Maybe that. Maybe they were excited because they got to, you know, buy their favorite clothing at the surplus today that we didn't, but, you know,
yeah.
Hey, but it was a great crowd. It was just what you wanted to see from a spring game.
Yeah, we'll touch on the beer and the surplus sale later because those are also big parts of today's spring game. But I also kind of want to touch on the new format of the spring game. And I know it's different from years past, and it was more of a different kind of game. But what were your thoughts on it? I got a pretty good opinion about it, but what are your thoughts about it?
I think I was really, you know, unsure, I guess was a word that I could describe it going into it. But, you know, I come away from it and I'm actually pretty entertained. I mean, we got to see good on good for a majority of the game. You know, we got to see offense driving downfield, you know, red zone stops, and then that offense has to pick up right where they go and have to go 80, 90 yards down the field. And, you know, I just really like to see the, you know, two minute drills and a lot of before the half drills and, you know, situational, seeing what guys would look like in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you right there. I kind of liked it, to tell you the truth. But, I mean, I kind of figured offenses would win because it's kind of easier to score on offense. But, like, the defense held it close. They held it close multiple times. And, I mean, I know the scoring is kind of weird with the defense. But, like I said, they were keeping it close. I mean, I think they were within three or four maybe in the game. But, yeah, I mean, talking on defense, I know you asked the question. I mean, Jeremiah Alexander, he really proved today, you know, why he came here and what he came here to do. And then also, one that caught my eye was Brandon Strezer as well. A bunch of, you know, blocked passes and just great play overall.
Yeah, he's been a guy that, you know, I've been waiting to see kind of break out. And, you know, maybe this might be the year. You know, he's got the measurables. You know, he's got the size. He got the speed. He made an early pass breakup against T.J. Moore, I believe it was. And, you know, that's impressive. You know, you want to see a guy like that develop and, you know, maybe be able to get pushed into the limelight a little bit come this fall.
Yeah, for sure. And then also one on the D-line was Darian Mayo, another one that you really can't miss. I mean, dude just towers over the line. And, I mean, he's quick, too. And he made a bunch of tackles today. And I think he also had a sack or two as well. I mean, just a big guy that you really can't miss on the field. And I really think he's going to get some playing time here soon as well.
Yeah, one thing is pregame, I was over there by the offensive line and just listening to Matt Luke talk to those guys. And, man, it feels like a 180 from a couple of years ago. Those guys look big. They look mean. They're quick feet. Their hands are quick, and they look really good.
Yeah, and talking about the O-line as well, Braden Jacobs, Dabo was saying, I mean, he just had a great day, but he was saying, I mean, he's going to be getting off the first bus. I mean, that basically means he's on the first team. So Braden Jacobs is definitely going to be one of those to watch for in the next couple of years, with it being his first season this year as well.
I think there were a lot of recruits out there today, too, that really enjoyed their experience. You know, I'm on the sideline, and I'm, you know, passing through a lot of guys. And, you know, you got these big 6'5", 6'6", you know, 280 guys, and they're high schoolers. And that's just crazy to me, you know. And it's great that they feel that they can, you know, they can spend their time, you know, their next 3 to 4 years, hopefully, here at Clemson.
Yeah, for sure. And then I also want to kind of talk about quarterback play as well. I mean, Kay did what Kay does, but, I mean, he had an interception, but – also, the one that really caught my eye is Chris Denson. I mean, he just was flying out there. Whenever he broke off with that run, you just seen him fly. And, I mean, I really think he's got the potential to be something special once, you know, Cade and Vezina go off to whatever they're going to do after football. But, I mean, Denson really impressed me. I think he's got amazing upside.
Yeah, I really like to see him. You know, he looked – you know, you saw a lot of him being a freshman out there, but overall – it felt like he was not intimidated by the moment. So that's another big thing that you want to see with the young quarterbacks.
Yeah, and then Vezina as well. I've heard, you know, Kay talk about him, but I can really see where he has improved since last spring. I mean, he made a bunch of great passes today, and I think one to Trista Smith. I mean, just great balls placed by him today.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, you know, really there's nothing left to say. I mean, I think it was a phenomenal game, and, you know, hey, we could play LSU next week, and I think this place will be packed, and we would be ready to go. What do you think?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I'm excited for LSU to come. This place is going to be crazy, and, I mean, I just can't wait. I'm just ready for it to get here, but the spring game today definitely held me over for a couple more months until the Tigers come and play the Tigers. So, yeah, but other than that, I think we're good with the spring game part, but now kind of rolling into the other big news of the week. And that's the alcohol sales going on. Death Valley being the first pilot test today, and I think this coming up week is whenever they'll start selling it at Doug Kingsmore Stadium and McWhorter Stadium as well, to kind of see how that goes and see if they'll bring that back for next fall with football season coming around. So I know there's a bunch of opinions going around, but I want to hear yours first.
Yeah, you know, as a person who doesn't, you know, drink or doesn't, you know, dabble in that stuff, I really do think that it's not a matter of whether people like it or not. I think it was an inevitability that we needed the revenue, you know, basically. And I don't think people understand that if they walk around Death Valley on a fall, you know, last year and see the mini bottles and the alcohol that people bring in, all that we're doing now is making revenue off of it and making profit. And, you know, people want to complain and they want to talk about, you know, we can't afford this guy, we can't afford that guy. And look, Graham Neff is giving solutions and the board is giving solutions. And if people want to sit back on their hands and just complain about it and not want answers, then that's their problem, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I know as a student, I've sat on the hill a couple of times, and after the games, you know, once you rush the field and then going back up the hill to leave out, I mean, the hill is just with alcohol, trash, mini bottles, this and that. So like you were saying, I mean, it's not nothing what's already been happening, but we're just making money off of it. But I'm kind of partial about it. I mean, I'm glad that we're making money off of it because we definitely need the revenue. But I'm just waiting to see what these different pilot tests do. But I'm hoping people can kind of control themselves so we can continue doing this. Just think of it as a privilege, you know, because I mean, we used to didn't have it, but now we do. But kind of take it as a privilege, like it could be taken away at any moment. But I feel like if people can, you know, behave and just enjoy their beverages while enjoying the game, I mean, I think it'll be here to stay for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, going into now, kind of wrapping up our last thing, we had the surplus sale this morning. The doors opened at 8 a.m. And I know Dawson was here early. I tried to come early, but I feel like the line looked like the Duke game for basketball this year. But I know you kind of waited it out and everything. And so what are your thoughts about the surplus sale today and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, we had boots on the ground. You know, me and Ryder, the guy filming, you know, we were here bright and early. Obviously not early enough. We got here around 8:15, you know, expecting a line, but not too crazy. And I mean, man, you would have thought, you know, we had the Final Four here. So many people, so much stuff. But, you know, overall, I think the school was able to accomplish what they wanted to. There were a couple of critiques I could have. Maybe we could limit, you know, a purchase limit to some people. Because I did see a lot of people that were here first and, you know, middle of the line, that they stuck around 2 hours, 2.5 hours and bought a lot of stuff and really made it to where people in the back who were getting here maybe a little later, they weren't able to get in. And, you know, maybe I think it felt cramped, to be honest. You know, I like the idea, and I think they accomplished their goal, but, you know, maybe next year, soon in the future, if they do this again, that they will have, you know, maybe a game plan for it.
Yeah, for sure. I felt like it was definitely a great event to have, but like I was telling you in the interview room before we started getting going with that, I felt like they probably needed to send something out. Like, if you're planning to go, then maybe getting a time slot, and then once your time slot comes, you get a certain amount of time to go in there. Well, also, the purchase limits, maybe five things a person, because, I mean, I was looking on social media and seeing on the Clemson, one of the Clemson socials, there's like a guy with about 10 jerseys in his hand. And I mean, that just can't happen. You know, you got to kind of respect other people and their time as well. But I mean, I think it was a great event, and I'm hoping that they can kind of bring it back and maybe tweak it a little bit. Cause I know me and you, we definitely like our Clemson merch, and especially the on-field merch type stuff. But for sure, definitely something that they need to fix. But I feel like it's a great event, like I said.
Yeah, overall, you know, to wrap this thing up and to just look at the whole day, I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10. And then the reason why I'm giving it an 8 is I got into the surplus, I saw it, but I couldn't come home with it.
Yeah. Besides that, I didn't even go to the surplus because one of my buddies was actually coming to my house, and he was like, yeah, we're not going. I mean, we woke up early to come, and he was like, yeah, we're not going. But I would give it a 10 out of 10 day. We still got blue skies, clouds out. I mean, just a beautiful day for Clemson football and just to be in Clemson as well. So you got anything else to add, Dawson?
I do not.
All right. Well, it's been a fun day. Me and Dawson's had a blast. But once again, it's been Gavin and Dawson on the Tiger View Podcast. Thanks, everybody.